KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union has undergone some major improvements that would not have been possible without our members' commitment to the success of their credit union. This is Jeff Nelson, Board of Directors Chairman, and we thank you for your support and dedication. Not only did we open a branch in Creston, but we have expanded our charter to include 18 Southwest Iowa counties. Membership is now easier to attain than ever before, and I encourage you to let your friends and neighbors know what a valuable asset your credit union is to you. We also offer free checking and gap insurance. Give the Nishna Valley Credit Union a call today and find out how membership can benefit you.
Well, let's check wrestling first. A bunch of sectional wrestling meets held last night because they were postponed by the snow on Saturday. A 2A meet held at Harlan last night saw Atlantic come away with a team title. The Trojans with 211.5 points also advanced seven wrestlers into the district meet next week. South Central Calhoun advanced seven wrestlers and finished second with 193 points. Harlan advancing four, JSP CEG with four, also Kemper Catholic three, and Missouri Valley two. For Atlantic, among their six sectional champions, Darian Schwenke won the title at 106, also for the Trojans. Titles coming from Rob Nichols at 152, also Derek Stork at 160 pounds, Matt Williamson at 170, Tyler Stork at 182, and Austin Conrad at 285. Atlantic's Rob Young also was runner-up at 132 pounds for the Trojans. Atlantic and South Central Calhoun will both advance into tonight's dual regional team competition. Also in 1A sectional wrestling last night at Guthrie Center, it was Audubon winning the team title with 216.5 points. They qualified eight wrestlers for the district meet. Guthrie Center was the runner-up with 156.5 points. They qualified four wrestlers. Ogden had three, Panorama four, Coon Rapids Bayard five, Nottoway Valley three, and West Central Valley one moving on. For Audubon, all eight of their wrestlers that advanced were all sectional champions, and they include Brad Kirkhoff at 106, Blair Kirkhoff at 126, Cameron Menino at 132 pounds, Riley Jensen at 138, also Colton Jensen at 152, Dakota Christensen at 170, Jesse Swoboda at 182, and also for the Wheelers, Nick Fett winning the 285-pound championship, all advancing with those sectional championships. Also at Oakland last night, another 1A sectional wrestling meet saw Underwood win the team title with 252 points. Underwood also advancing 11 wrestlers onto the district meet this weekend. Riverside finishes runner-up with 148 points, and they qualify for the regional dual team regionals as well. They qualified two wrestlers to move on this weekend. Griswold has five qualifiers as the Tigers place third with 144 points. Trainer advances two wrestlers, Southwest Iowa, Exira EHK both with two, East Mills three, and AHST one advancing. Now, among those who are advancing for Riverside, they had one champ and one runner-up last night. Dallas Dietz was the runner-up at 145, while Mackenzie Hausma won the 182-pound championship. Griswold, with their five wrestlers moving on, Hadley Ogg was a runner-up at 106 last night for Griswold. Also advancing for Griswold was Austin Dolan at 120. He was the runner-up. Zach Vance was the 126-pound champion for the Tigers. Tanner Potter won the 132-pound championship for Griswold last night. And also Xavier Olivo was the runner-up at 170 for Griswold. They all advance. Exira EHK has two wrestlers moving on. Evan Hansen won the title at 113, while Trey Sander was the champ at 170 pounds for Exira EHK. Also for AHST, Jake Larson was runner-up at 182, and he'll move on as well. In a 1A sectional meet last night at Neola, Tri-Center won the championship with 211 points. Logan Magnolia with 206.5 was runner-up. Both those schools qualify seven wrestlers to move on to the districts. St. Albert qualified four, Westwood three, Maple Valley one, Woodbine four, and West Monona has two qualifiers moving on. For Tri-Center, the seven they have moving on include Christian Polly was runner-up at 106. Also for Tri-Center, Darian Earlbeck was the champ at 138. Trevor Paulson won the 145-pound title. Lauren Williams was champ at 152. Also for Tri-Center, Ethan White was runner-up at 160 pounds. Austin Klein the champ at 182. And Jacob Wallers was the runner-up at 285 for Tri-Center last night. Tri-Center and Logan Magnolia both move on now to the dual team regionals. The individuals who advanced as the champions or runners-up in their weight classes will move on into the district meets, which come up this Saturday. The top two teams in each of those sectionals advance to the dual team regionals, which come tonight. In Class 2A this evening, Atlantic will be part of the dual-team regionals. They'll be wrestling up in Carroll at Kemper Catholic High School. Atlantic will face North Polk in a semifinal round match, while Ballard will have a duel with South Central Calhoun. The winners of those matches will face off against each other in the championship matches tonight in the regionals, with the winner of the regional championship moving into the state dual-team tournament coming up on February 15th in Des Moines. Also in 2A tonight at Leon, Davis County will wrestle Winterset. Creston Orient Maxburg will face Albia in the semis, with the winners battling each other for the regional crown. Also in Class 1A, a meet at Griswold tonight has Audubon facing Riverside and Underwood versus Guthrie Center in the semis, with the winners to battle for the regional title. Also at Logan tonight, Tri-Center faces Marcus Meriden Cleghorn, while Logan Magnolia will wrestle Woodbury Central, and those winners will advance to face each other, with the champion moving into the state team dual championships. Some high school basketball last night around the region as well. In boys' hoops, it was Corning beating Red Oak 63-46. East Mills beat Essex 63-18. East Green over Walnut 66-50. Johnson Brock, Nebraska beat Nishnabotna 64-44. Lennox over Stanton 61-56. Logan Magnolia, winner over Missouri Valley 50-39. Orient Maxburg beat Twin Cedars 37-29. Fremont Mills over Shenandoah 61-49. Underwood beat West Harrison 78-50. And Villisca over Heartland Christian 79-36. Also, the Western Valley Conference Championship game saw IKM Manning beat Lawton Bronson 64-51. In girls' hoops last night, Lewis Central topping Creston 67-35. Boyer Valley beat Logan Magnolia 48-44. Westwood over Woodbine 39-36. Stanton beat Lennox 71-20. Underwood over West Harrison 85-24. Villisca beat Heartland Christian 64-21. Walnut over East Green 32-29. And in the girls' Western Valley Conference Championship game, it was Odebolt Arthur Battle Creek Ida Grove in overtime, a 68-64 winner over IKM Manning. Iowa's Aaron White has been named the Big Ten's co-freshman of the week. The 6'8 forward averaged 13 points and 8 rebounds in victories over Minnesota and Penn State.
Well, his line Saturday with 17 points, 9 rebounds, he had 4 assists. He's a guy that impacts the game in so many different ways with his length and with his feel for how to play.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says White is making an impact in a number of areas. He says White runs the floor well for a big guy and has led to several easy layups.
He's developed his stamina to be able to continue to do it, because if you're going to do that, you're only going to get it once or twice if you're lucky, because teams are going to run back. So what you have to do is you have to run all the time.
Iowa returns to action Thursday on the road at Northwestern. We'll have it for you here on the radio. Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg wants his team to focus on the next game and not the big picture. A 3-game winning streak has moved the Cyclones into the thick of the Big 12 race heading into tonight's game at Oklahoma State. Iowa State is 7-3 and a game behind tri-leaders Kansas, Baylor, and Missouri.
You look at this league, I think anybody can beat any team on any given night. So you just got to go out and worry about yourself, try to take care of business, and see what happens at the end of the conference season. That's how we're taking it, though. We're taking it one game at a time, one challenge at a time, trying to go out there and take care of business.
Hoiberg says the Cyclones need to be focused on each game, and then the conference will take care of itself. Cyclones are shooting better than 46% from three-point range in the last three games, and Hoiberg says much of the reason is the play of sophomore Royce White.
You know, I think we're a pretty tough team to defend with the big guy down on the block, and his ability to score when he's guarded one-on-one down there. And then when teams do come and double-team him, he has shown that he's not going to force the action down there. For him to take one shot in the last game and for us to win a huge game on the road for us, shows his unselfishness.
Oklahoma State is 4-6 in the Big 12. They're 11-12 overall coming into the action. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, fourth-ranked Missouri had some trouble with Oklahoma before taking over the Big 12 lead. Marcus Denman pumped in 25 points, and the Tigers improved to 22-2 overall, 9-2 in the conference, as they topped the Sooners 71-68. Also, Darius Johnson Odom was the high scorer for number 18 Marquette with 23 points and an 89-76 win at DePaul, and number 24 Louisville whipped Connecticut 80-59. Kentucky is on top of the Associated Press college basketball poll for the third straight week and the fifth time this season. Just as they did a week ago, the Wildcats got 63 first-place votes from the 65-member media panel. Syracuse got the other number one votes. They stay number two. Ohio State, Missouri, North Carolina, and Baylor hold third through sixth from last week. Kansas moves up a spot to seventh, while Florida leapfrogs four places to eighth. Murray State, the lone unbeaten in Division I, slips up one to number nine, while Duke dropped three places to number 10. Louisville and Harvard moved back into the rankings at 24th and 25th. Creighton fell four spots this week to number 17. In the NBA last night, the LA Clippers beat Orlando in overtime 107-102, Philadelphia over the Lakers 95-90, Washington beat Toronto in overtime 111-108, Chicago over New Jersey 108-87, Phoenix beat Atlanta 99-90, New York over Utah 99-88, Sacramento got by New Orleans 100-92, San Antonio beat Memphis 89-84, Houston topping Denver 99-90, and Oklahoma City outlasting Portland in overtime 111-107. Just three games on the ice last night in the National Hockey League. It was Toronto outscoring Edmonton 6-3. Phoenix beat Detroit 3-1, while Anaheim in a shootout, a 3-2 winner over Calgary. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, from Newark to East Rutherford, the New York Giants were treated to enthusiastic welcome home greetings after beating the New England Patriots Sunday in Indianapolis. The Giants landed yesterday afternoon at the Newark Airport, where they were met by a bagpipe band after witnessing a water cannon salute as their plane taxied to a hangar. Thousands more hung by the gates to the team's practice facility to shake hands with the victorious Giants. Winning coach Tom Coughlin appeared at a morning news conference before leaving Indianapolis, saying he has every intention of returning to the Giants next season. The 65-year-old is the oldest coach to win a Super Bowl. Coughlin has won two Super Bowls with the Giants and says he's looking forward to Tuesday's parade in Lower Manhattan's Canyon of Heroes. The NFL champions will then cross the Hudson River to their stadium in the New Jersey Meadowlands for a rally celebrating their title. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots have new offensive coordinators. ESPN says former Kansas City Chiefs coach Todd Haley will run the Steelers' offense next year, replacing Bruce Arians. Patriots coach Bill Belichick has confirmed that Josh McDaniels will be the team's offensive coordinator next season after being brought in during the playoffs as an offensive assistant under Bill O'Brien, who has left to become Penn State's head coach. New England Patriots wide receiver Chad Ochocinco has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge in Cincinnati hours after playing in the Super Bowl. A Hamilton County court bailiff says the former Cincinnati Bengal pleaded guilty to a charge of failure to display a valid driver's license during a July 21st traffic stop. And the Kansas City Chiefs have hired Brian Daboll as the team's new offensive coordinator. Daboll spent last season the same job for the Miami Dolphins and the two previous years, serving as Cleveland's offensive coordinator. Coach Romeo Crennel announced the hire Monday and said that Daboll was sought by many teams. The two worked together on the staff of the New England Patriots. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.